Pablo Picasso said, "I am always doing things I can't do. That's how I get to do them." Today, we're talking about what got you here may not be enough to take you there.
Attention all geeks. This is the Pastor Gadget Show, where we talk about life, leadership, and the pursuit of techiness. Here's your host, Matt Perkins.
Hey, thanks for joining me today on the Pastor Gadget Show. My name is Matt Perkins, and I really appreciate the taking the time to be here today. John F. Kennedy said, "Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other." I think we know that change is all around us. It was Peter Drucker that said, "We now accept the fact that learning is a lifelong process of keeping abreast of change. And the most pressing task is to teach people how to learn." Change is all around us. I serve in ministry as a worship pastor in Fresno, California. And in that role, I oversee our music and worship, along with our media and tech, social media areas. And the past 4 to 5 weeks has been nothing but a constant state of change. You're always trying to adapt, adjust, kind of pivot and move on to the next thing. You have a meeting, and by the time you're done with that meeting, everything that you just discussed, because of some new ordinances or some mandates from the state or the county or city, it's all different. And so you have to pivot. You have to adjust and say, okay, let's try something new. That statement that Peter Drucker said, "We now accept the fact that learning is a lifelong process, keeping abreast of change." Man, change is all around us. The thing that we have to keep in mind is that leaders are learners. You know, it really boggles my mind when people won't take initiative to learn new things. Actually, a lot of people are stating the same thing. A worship pastor that said, "Man, has anybody else turned from a worship leader into a full-time video editor?" I think for all of us, we are adjusting to new things. In our role, we have a video director and somebody who is doing IT and social media. And so we have some staffing in different areas, but everything changed so fast that we needed to create content and continue to kick out content. So we had to adjust. We can't look at it and say, "Oh no, I'm sorry that my role is just in audio, so I can't do that." I read one comment that a guy said, "Well, that's why I never learned videos, so I wouldn't have to do it." Man, we have to be leaders that are willing to adjust to change and move forward despite the circumstances. Man, there are things that it just doesn't look the same way as it did a month ago in church ministry. But frankly, it doesn't look the same as it did a month ago in any type of business or any type of vocation that we are involved in. There are always changes that happen, some that we choose, others that change is forced on us. And so we have to be willing to learn. A number of years ago, I had someone who really is a dear friend, but at that time he was an intern, he was finishing high school. And he had asked me one day, we were in the car driving somewhere, and he said, what advice would you give to me in the area of ministry that I want to pursue?" And my response was, "You need to have as many tools in your toolbox as you can. Become the person or employee that they cannot afford to lose. Adjust, learn things, develop in your area of giftings." There's a statement that I have used before, and I think it is so true right now. Your gift or talent may get you in the room, but your ability to learn and develop your craft will allow you to stay there. You know, right now, we are in such a a fluid society, and church is no different. We have to figure out how can we take the church beyond the four walls. Maybe in your ministry, you haven't done church online. You haven't offered streaming or engaged social media or any of those things as a church. And now you're being forced to saying, well, that's what I have to do to stay involved and stay connected. We have to have things that we adjust and do. But that line, your gift or talent may get you in the room, your ability to learn and develop your craft will allow you to stay there. There was a time that I used to serve at a church in Orlando, Florida, and I was invited and called to be a part of a studio session for Disney. And there was an event that they needed some music for, and so one of the other vocalists was out of the country, and so they needed another guy. And based on a few relationships and people that I was connected to, they called me and said, hey, would you be willing to sit in on this studio session? You know, honestly, I was pretty intimidated on my drive from my house to Disney Studios. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, well, who's in that session? And so I'm like, well, here are the names that are on the email that were, you know, for our call time. He was like, man, those are some of the Disney singers. They're the first call for any of those sessions. So I was ramping up a little bit of my anxiety, going, okay, do I have what it takes to be able to hang in the studio session, or is this going to be a disaster? So we walk in. I had no idea what we were there to sing, and we go into the room. Everybody puts on headphones, and they turn the page for the music and hit go, and they start recording. I remember after that session, I made it through the session. I felt like I was barely hanging on, you know, just by my fingernails, but made it through that session. And the vocal contractor had talked to me after and said, hey, Matt, it was great to have you. And we really enjoyed having you a part of the session today. And I just want to encourage you, you know, if you put some time into your sight reading and sight singing, we could use you on some more of these dates to fill in. And I remember walking away, getting in the car and reading between the lines going, okay, Matt, you can be here because your gift or your ability that you have can get you in this room. If you want to stay in this room, you have to work on your sight reading. You have to develop your craft. And that was a lesson that day, driving back home going, boy, I was so thankful for that opportunity. And a lot of people that were in that session are people that I'm in relationship with, and it was a great experience. But I also knew that I had to make a decision. Is that something that I really want to do? Is that something that I have the ability? Is it something that I have the time or capacity to do? And that was a great experience for me to have somebody just address me and say, you know what, you could probably do this more, but you have some work to do. Your gift may get you in the room, but your ability to develop your craft will allow you to stay there. Of where we are right now in church ministry, we are in such a new time for the church. And you may have been comfortable in your gifts and talents and how you were able to do church up to this point. And if you haven't been a lifelong learner, and if you haven't been willing to adjust to new roles, new responsibilities, you may have seen this time has been complete chaos and overwhelming for you. If you thrive on change and you want to adapt and learn new things, this might be one of the greatest moments for you, because you're able to create through the chaos. And I love the team that I'm able to serve with, and just people coming through going, hey, I really don't know anything about this, but I went ahead and I picked up this software and I'm willing to jump in and do whatever you need. Those are the people you want to have around you. The other thing, and this will be the last thing that I touch on, is be careful who you compare yourself to. You know, sometimes we can compare ourselves to people that are in a certain circle of influence that we have, and we look at it and go, you know, well, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm okay. I don't need to push myself. You always have to be willing to surround yourself. If you are the smartest person, if you are the most gifted person in the room all of the time, you need to find some more people to hang around, because it is never been easier to surround yourself with people who are great at their craft. I have a group of friends that are worship pastors, and we had all served in Florida at one time or another. Over the last, man, 12, 13 years, we have been connected, and we have a text thread that we'll call and challenge each other. We'll give each other a hard time. And but the other day, we said, hey, everybody's jumping on these Zoom calls. We haven't connected in a while. Why don't we jump on and just talk about what's happening in our lives and in our ministries? I am so thankful for that group of friends because they challenge me. They allow me to see things from a different point of view, and it's not just in my little bubble, but it gets out, and I am challenged when I am around them. I'm challenged when I'm in communication with them. They cause me to think differently, to think bigger. So today, I just want to wrap this up, and I want to go back to that line. What got you here may not be enough to take you there. We are changing as a society. And in ministry, we have to learn to adapt. We have to be willing to adjust and change and pivot and flex to what is needed to take us to the next moment. Frankly, there's a lot of things that we don't know what is going to happen over the next number of weeks or months. How is this doing church online going to adjust when people are free to be able to go back and sit in a congregation and in an auditorium? What is that going to look like? We don't know. But we have to be willing to learn and adapt and to flex. If you are unwilling to adjust, frankly, it's going to be a tough season ahead of you. So I challenge you, one, to know that leaders are learners. Secondly, that you need to get a bigger toolbox. You need to learn some new tools. You need to learn some new things so that you are equipped for what is ahead of you. The third thing, we've talked about it and I said it a number of times, your gift or talent may get you in the room, but what are you going to do to keep you there? And then fourth, be careful who you compare yourself to. Be willing to surround yourself with people who will challenge you. Don't be so insecure that you have to be the best, that you have to be the smartest, you have to have the best idea. Surround yourself with good people. A couple of things as we finish up. It has never been easier to develop and learn skills as it is today. One, the thing you're doing right now, listening to podcasts. You can access podcasts and it costs you nothing. You just go find areas that you need to develop in. Secondly, YouTube. I spend a lot of time on YouTube. If I have to learn something, if I want to see some trends of how people are connecting with their faith families, I'll watch and I'll go to YouTube and check it out. How can I learn new skills? The third thing is there's a free trial that you can get. I know I was in on a free trial. I think I got a month or 2 months of Skillshare. You can go to Skillshare.com. You can learn some new talents, some new skills, kind of brush up if you're involved in social media. And now that's an area that you have to work on in your church and you feel over your head. There are courses that you can take. look at how to do copywriting, how to write for social media so that it gets attention. There's so many things that you can do that really don't cost much, but you just have to be willing to do it. So today, I want to thank you, one, for taking the time to listen. We've gone a little longer than we normally do on these episodes, but I want to challenge you. Keep pushing forward. Keep learning. Be a leader and be one who's willing to adjust and change. God bless. If you have questions or comments, you can email me at info@pastorgadget.net, or you can go to pastorgadget.net and you can subscribe to this on any number of podcast platforms. And also, if you are on Anchor, you can leave me a voice message and you can give me some feedback, what you think. If you think this is great, if you think it's awful, let me know. I would love to hear. And if you have some topics you would like to discuss on future episodes, you can leave that right in that voice message as well. Thanks so much. God bless. Have an incredible day.